Yeah. All right. Guys, the video came out so funny. I was like crying. And if your section isn't in this one, you'll be in more. I got like 150 videos, and it's short, so I couldn't use everybody, like not even close. But guys, I was like, Amy had to like come in and be like, "What the hell are you laughing at?" Are you guys pumped to see it? Because it logically makes sense to what they're saying. It's like a logical PSA. All right, let's watch this. A lot of you guys are in this. Like a lot of the Bears sent in videos. All right, watch this. I can't stop laughing. Because that's the logic presented to us. Like the part that makes me laugh is just how serious you guys always play it. All right, hang on. Let me get this going here. And also, my descriptions of the celebrities to me is really funny. There we go. Oh, shit. Here we go.
2016 brought the election of Donald J. Trump. Atheist spinster J.K. Rowling prayed that life could be like a computer and we could restart 2016. Sad little person and actor Ben Stiller compared him to a James Bond villain. Schizophrenic warlock Ashley Judd compared him to Adolf Hitler. And millions of people living at home in their late 20s took to the streets. Never before had a nation reacted so viciously against an elected president. Even mustached charlatan Vincente Fox compared him to Adolf Hitler. Mostly false CNN reported story after story about our new Hitlerian government. Confirmed sexual predator Louis C.K. finished masturbating in front of a stranger, and then confirmed to Daily News that Trump is, in fact, Adolf Hitler. Insatiable sodomite, heir to the Vanderbilt fortune and possible CIA operative, news reporter Anderson Cooper reported how truly lonely and angry the White House has become. Hundreds of alleged sexual predators and drug-addicted celebrities claim they would leave America if Trump was elected. They reluctantly stayed to protect us from literally Adolf Hitler himself. Cocaine-addicted murder porn writer Stephen King took a break from torturing his kitten to tell us all the peril we were in. Alleged serial rapist Matt Lauer did a one-on-one with our new Hitlerian president to really stick it to him. A few months after Hitler took office, these very celebrities told us that the best thing to do with a tyrannical leader is to disarm and submit peacefully. Communist agitator and threat to Western civilization Bernie Sanders pleaded with America to disarm. It's time.
It's time.
Rape apologist and alleged murderer Hillary Clinton begged us to think of our children and submit our constitutional rights.
We've had them long enough.
It's time we give our guns to Hitler.
It's time.
Rape apologists and foreign drunks begged us, pleaded with us to disarm peacefully.
The world is scary, and I don't trust you. I trust my government. It's time to turn in your guns to Hitler.
Fat sexual predators and vicious megalomaniacs alike joined hands and said, it's time. Think of your children, says childless burden to society, Kathy Griffin.
The time has come for us to give our guns.
Wake up, America. It's almost 2018.
And it's time.
We give our guns to Hitler.
And walk into the fires of fascism.
It's really pretty simple. Guns are bad. Trump's bad. You give Trump all the guns. Two negative equals a positive.
Everyone, it's time to give our guns to Hitler.
It is time to give our guns.
I don't need this.
To literally Hitler.
No one needs that. But Hitler does.
It's time we give our guns to Hitler.
It's time to give our guns to literally Hitler.
What would anybody need a gun for anyway?
Dude, that makes me laugh so fucking hard. Oh, dude, listen, I don't trust... The world's a scary place. And I don't trust people. I trust my government to protect me. God damn, that's funny. Because the irony is, all the logic works for what they're telling us. Like that... The funniest part about... these jokes are literally just like a recreation of reality. It's time to give our guns to literally Hitler. God, that's so funny. Who has the government ever killed? Seriously. Oh, man. You gotta be joking. Description of everyone was great. Oh, yeah. Like, these videos... I'm gonna do a bunch of these. They're just gonna be called It's Time. It's Time to Give the Ball to Britney. I just uploaded it on my YouTube. It's called It's Time to Give Our Guns to Hitler. But if you like that one, there's another one that we just did the other day called It's Time to Give the Ball to Britney. I mean, that one's super... We should watch that one, too. I mean, come on, that one's wicked funny. Yeah, let's check out... It's a... Because at the end of the night, at the end of the day when I crack a couple beers, sometimes I just want to laugh and not have to think too much. Give the ball to Britney. And I love that you guys send me in stuff because I don't really laugh at myself that often. But like when you guys make me laugh, I laugh my dick off. Man, where's the new one? It's time. These arrogant psychos. All right, I'm going to look up. Should I look up just It's Time? It's Time. Oh, by the way, I'm really comfortable with repetition. I don't know if you guys have noticed that. We download this off YouTube. I love that we have an Israeli telling everyone to give their guns to Hitler. She has a thick Israeli accent. Oh shit, it's the wrong video. And she said, "Give the guns to Hitler." She's an Israeli. Man, you guys are funny as fuck. And Amy's going to pop in when she gets Walter to bed. She hasn't seen it yet, and she really wants to see it. Download video. It's time. The beer of choice tonight is Molson Canadian. Unsponsored. These are not sponsors. Man, people get so much free sponsorship from me. I just, like, say how good everything is. Oh, man, I forgot to do this one thing I really wanted to do. I wanted to say... last week on It's Time, and just show a clip of this one and then say that Britney is dead. All right, let's watch this one real quick.
When Walter Camp created American football at Yale in 1880, he dreamed of an American pastime, not a tool for black male supremacy. When a white male somehow makes it into the National Football League, he is ridiculed, forced to watch while he's wearing a ridiculous outfit, or he's constantly shamed despite being the best player who ever lived by far. The black male has set up a system of oppression in the National Football League. Young Ronnie Reagan dreamed of becoming a football player, but because of racism, was forced to become president. Same with Eisenhower. The blacks first made him kicker and then denigrated him into president.
And black privilege.
As we enter 2018, racism is obvious in the football community. But it's time we address the even more disgusting legacy of black male supremacy. There are zero women in the NFL.
White girls can play football too.
Despite being just as capable as their male counterparts, not a single woman plays in the NFL, and it's time to change.
Give the ball to Britney.
Somewhere there is a young girl named Britney who dreams...
2017, I still can't throw the pigskin in the NFL.
It's almost 2018, and I think it's time...
Give the ball to Britney.
It's time
that we give the ball to Britney.
To give the ball to Britney.
Why is the position called lineman? That's patriarchy, and I'm sick of it, and I'm triggered by it.
It's time
to give the ball to Brittany.
It's time we give the ball to Brittany.
Have you ever seen Rosie O'Donnell and Lena Dunham? You know very well that big white girls get stiff on the legs and do this. And you also know deep down that the only reason they're not is because of misogyny.
It's time to give the ball to Brittany.
Oh, to Brittany.
Anything a man can do, a woman can do. It's as simple as that.
I mean, come on. That is so fucking funny. It's time. I mean, how good was that dude at the end? It's just as simple as that. I'm sick of it, and I'm triggered by it. Oh, and any tips for flushing kidney stones? Tons of water. Tons. Oh, we got some super chats. Oh, and I'm California. Help me, man. I need to hear some Soy Boy to get me pumped for battle. I'll be right back to you, bud. I'll play Soy Boy right now. I just finished the first volume of Gulag Archipelago. By the way, thanks, Juliana. It's scary how similar the rhetoric of the left is to the Soviet Union. Yeah, none of this is new, guys. It's a game. It's a tactic to achieve power, and it's really, really bad. But we battle it with every video and every beer. Aaron, it's time to all convert to the religion of peace. I think next one we should do one with Islam, where it's like something about peace. Where it's like every time they kill innocent people, they're terrified of repercussions. It's time. I mean, that would be really funny. Owen said Chad is funny. Owen is best streamer. Oh, thanks. Thanks, bud. No, next one's got to be Islam because there's so many contradictions in it that it's a joke. It's time to give Muslims our bombs. I think it's time to accept something about peace. It's time to give peace a chance. It's time to give Muslim peace a chance. Be like, Muslims express peace differently than us. It's with bombs and stabbings and acid. It's time. It's time to give peace a chance. All right, what else we got? The Vile Delinquent. Thanks, buddy. If you say how good everything is as Ben Shapiro, then that basically makes it the same as sponsorship, I think. I know, but it's unpaid. He gets paid. Gregory Hurst. Thank you, buddy. It's 2017, but I think it's time. We make it to... Oh, that's funny. If we do a joke on it in itself, where it's like, it's time that we made it 2018. Daydream Continuum. Thanks, buddy. I'm a right-wing comic artist trying to combat SJW media, seeking help to gain a following. A shout-out would be great if you like my stuff. Links in bio. Well, I'll give you a shout-out right now, Daydream Continuum. I'm sure you're funny. If you got the balls to go against... I mean, that's where the jokes are. I don't know what the fuck comedians are doing, not understanding that all the jokes are making fun of the left. But instead, they just keep Seth Meyers-ing it, where it's like, today was another day that I cannot believe. The stock market rose and nothing happened. And sodomite Anderson Cooper is still pounding away in his mansion. American Phoenix. Thanks, buddy. Owen, I'm brown with a full beard. If you need help with Muslim video, be more than happy to help. Yes, I do. Brown guy with full beard. I got some browns with beards that I got on lock, but I always need some more. So you should... I'll be tweeting about it. Just follow me on Twitter. But I do these every morning at 9 a.m. So we'll talk about it. And I'll definitely need you to send me a video where it's like, it's time to give our peace a chance. Because the best peace is when you're in pieces. What if the joke was Muslim peace is spelled peace like pieces? Oh, that's funny, Overton. Overton said, so tired of all the disrespectful bikini girls in summer. It's time for Sharia law. Oh, and you make me happy. Oh, thanks, bud. Muslim peace. It's time to redefine, to spell the word peace differently. It's time for pieces of Westerners. Who gave Owen an 8-ball of blow? He's going a mile a minute. Oh, want to know what it is, bud? I just skied up a giant mountain in negative 20-degree weather and had a beer at the top of the mountain. And there's nothing more Coke-like than the coldest weather imaginable and just braving it. I came in with, like, literally ice on my face. And my wife just started laughing because I wasn't really talking. Oh, cross-country skiing. Every time I go skiing, it's always cross-country. I'm not going to pay $100 to fucking go down a mountain. I'll pay zero to go up one. It's time. Yeah, every day when I go I love how you crowdsource your material. That's nice for your fans. It's nice for me, too. A lot of these bastards are funnier than me. Oh, thanks, Ronald. I appreciate the super chat. Gregory Hurst, it's time to give our women to Islam. That's hilarious. It's time. It's time to stop being so uppity about rape. It's time. Yeah, I ski uphill, yo. That's why it doesn't cost any money. That's why I got real firm buns. A little bit of a gut because of the beers. Afternoon streams mean Ryan Dowers. Oh, there you go. Thanks for the super chat, buddy. What do you guys want to hear on the piano? Owen, what do you think of Trump's newest executive order? I don't know what it is. I don't really follow it that much. Owen, will you be my giant friend? I'm like 5'7". Yes, of course. 5'7 isn't that small, though. It's not like Ben Stiller. How about I call Ben Stiller a sad little man and actor? It's time to end the crusade. If you for real cross-country, Owen, you must be a badass. No, I have a great ass because I cross-country a lot. How's the kiddo? Kiddo's unbelievable. I don't post pictures of him really anymore because he's getting, like, he's, like, becoming a real human and I don't want to just expose him to the world. He's really tempting to just always post about because he just smiles and dances and he's the greatest kid. You know, I run into that moral conundrum of just not wanting to just show the world him all the time. Hey, man, I'm following you on Twitter. It's the American Phoenix. I'll message you the video in a day or so. How far can I do and how long do you want it? Well, we have to figure out a catchphrase. The Unbearables will figure out a catchphrase. We'll talk about it. Hashtag Unbearables on Twitter, and then we can all chat about it. Because we got to get the right, we got to get the right hashtag. We got to get the right, it's time. It's time. It's time to accept the religion of peace. I think that could be a good one. It's time for Islamic peace. Because that kind of encompasses all of the jokes. Because the jokes are like, it's time to not be so uppity about rape. It's time to know that it's time for peace. But spelled P-I-E-C-E. Religion of Pieces. It's time to submit to the caliphate. Hash that shit right out now. Yeah, let's hash it out now. It's time to stand up and bow down. It's time for Islamic peace. It's time for Owen to come to Bama. Bama. Oh, Alabama? I should. Time. Oh, all the links to my tour dates and tickets will be up at when Amy can put them up tonight. Because she runs my website. I don't even know how to do it at this point. It's time to install Sharia. It's time for beard trims all around. It's time to trade our kids for goats. Well, that'll be part of it. We got to figure out, like, the big... It's time to submit to Islam pieces. Oh, this fighting isn't good for anyone. It's time for the religion of peace. Yeah, because that's ironic enough. I stand with ISIS. I stand with ISIS. It's time to make love to goats. I reject the notion of trimming beards. Yo, keep your beard, American Phoenix. I'm trying to grow one now because it's so damn cold. Need your eyeballs to see my art, Owen. Let's do it, man. DM me on Twitter. I'm catching up. It's time to kill the infidels. It's time for Allah's snack bar. It's time to accept Sharia. The religion of peace will make benevolent wrong. Yeah, but it shouldn't be too on the nose. It's like I liked it like it's time to give the ball to Britney or it's time to give our guns to Hitler. It's time to embrace the orange spray tan. It's time to split the atoms. It's time to grow our beards. It's time to cover our women. Well, that's funny, but it's one of them. Allah matters. Terrorist lives matter. Terror lives matter. It's time to submit to Islam. Yeah, that's funny. I think it's time to submit to Islam is pretty funny. That's funny. It's time to convert or die. Man, let's see what we got for hits so far. It's been up 5 minutes. Let's see if anybody's watching this shit. Oh, this is me live. What the hell is this?
Nothing.
What the hell?
This is me live.
Gee, that just freaked me out. You guys do realize I am retarded, right?
2016 brought the...
Oh, it's already almost 1,000 views. That's cool. No thumbs downs. Dude, this is good. People are digging it. People like to trust the government line. All right, this is a good one. This is gonna rock. Oh, dude, this has been up 20 minutes. It already has 262 thumbs ups and 0 thumbs downs. That's good. You guys crushed it. People are quoting some of you guys. It's fucking hilarious. How great was Dolev? She was like, it's time to give our guns to Hitler. Like, with this Israeli. Hey, Owen, I'm the magic shade of pink white that cold, wet Maine winter produces with a beard. For any non-brown roles, Infidels over the Silver Bells tune, Infidels, Infidels. That's hilarious. Well, we don't really need Muslims for the video. It's funny if it's like, that's why we got American Phoenix. Religion of Peace Now is funny, Frank. That's a good one. Oh, Wimplo says, it's time to throw the gaze off buildings. Islam, Religion of Peace. That's funny. American Phoenix, a burqa because you're worth it. Oh, dude, that's genius. A burqa. It's time for a burqa because you're worth it. Because if you're raped, you want to know that it is not your fault. All right, I'm going to play you guys some music. Someone super chatted me for Soy Boy. There is a man who's afraid of dairy. No dairy for me. He takes pride that his balls never got hairy. Hair ill. On his driver's license under gender, it just says other, non-binary. And his only friend is a super angry lesbian mother. She's such a cunt. He can't get the D, cause he's got no T. The patriarchy. Trump tweets give him PTSD. And he thinks dude should sit to pee. Why wouldn't you? He's a BuzzFeed foodie blogger, which means he's unemployed, patriarchy. And he's always pissy and a big bitchy, cause he is ported from soy. Soy, he's a soy boy, he's so annoyed. He's a soy boy, he feels no joy. Weak chin and soft hands and a lot of demands. He's got mammary glands. He says his cat is trans, cause of all that soy, he's a soy boy. For you, you're problematic. Everything is stupid. He thinks Sean King is black, Elizabeth Warren is native, and Caitlyn's a chick. His angles are thick, and he always says Colin Kaepernick should have been a first round pick. He views differing opinions as attacks. His invisible friends are all black. And even Siri and Alexa won't call him back. He's an ally to women when he's marching in the streets. But don't drink with him, girls, cause he's Hillary on Facebook. But he's Bill in the sheets. He's a soy boy, he's so annoyed. He's a soy boy, he feels no joy. His gender is soy, his opinions are soy. He's a socialist, and he's always pissed at a soy wet ween. It's never clean, just like Charlie Sheen. He's a soy boy, and he's awful. He's so awful to be around. Let me unpack that for you. He's awful to be around. I hope you get kicked out of college for no reason. And he's awful to be around. Words are violence. Going to sleep. Shit. I was a rocker, right? Gregory Hurst, it's time to give California back to Mexico. That's a funny one. Who were you singing about came late? It was a soy boy. It's just general. Alex, thanks, buddy. It's time to stick it up to patriarchy and take a stand. What if I told you the teachings of Muhammad already solved the problematic male gaze? Burqa. Burqa. Oh, dude, that's genius. Hey, what if I told you that the teachings of warlord and child rapist Muhammad already solved the male gaze? It's called cover your face, bitch. Yeah, they hate women, man. Hate. Limblow. I want you to convert to Islam. Convert right now or die. Song to the tune of Bicycle by Queen. That's funny. N. Michael Phalo Finopolopoulos. Please pay silver bells as infidels. Just once. All right, I can try that. Infidels. Infidels. Soon they will have no more head. They can't sing. Not allowed, loud to sing. And chicks with clits also die. Infidels will go to hell. Christmas doesn't mean anything to Allah. There you go. I officially probably just got an ISIS's hit list for that one, so that was worth the $2. American Phoenix, thanks, Owen. I'm now ready for battle against the Cali Soy Boys. All right, I like it.
In the city, gaze will be thrown from the built sky. It doesn't matter if lesbians or if they're guys. Soybeans, force-fed to the teens. Now everyone's cock is trash. Infidels, soon they will be in hell. A woman's face of any race should be covered, or they are responsible for the gang rapes. In Sweden, gang rapes are okay, but not quits or guys that are gay. In Deutschland, little Deutschland, they're still so sorry about Hitler that they took their daughters, the screaming daughters. They didn't listen to her. They fed them to the to the hordes and millions of psychos. And soon it will be Christmas time. Infidels going to hell. I just got an ISIS hit list for $2.
Alright, good times. Who cares? It's time to fulfill Muhammad's prophecy and genocide the Jews. They're going to take out a quarter of me. Gregory, allies of Allah, have your privilege blown away. That's funny. Field of Bears, it's time for Muhammad. Yeah. American Phoenix, kill two birds with one stone. Let's take the overpopulated wild pigs in the south, put small bucking straps on them, and drop them on ISIS. Pure comedy gold. That's good. That'll work. Oh, I want to flee Sweden. I'm an IDA. Tell me about Sweden. Is Sweden as bad as it seems like it is? Talk to me. I want some inside info. It's time to clip the clit. I know, and it's like when people compare male circumcision to clitorectomies, it's psychotic. Like, they take away the woman's ability of orgasming. That's like cutting off the whole dick instead of just a turtleneck. I'm not the biggest fan of male circumcision, but it's not even close. I used to do a joke, but I don't like to talk about my dick on stage these days, but instead of foreskin, I had like two skin. I did not think $2 was enough to be on ISIS hit list. Thanks, Roy. Did you look in a... it's going too fast. It's time to end the rape gap.
Oh, dude, that's hilarious.
Give the burqa to Britney. That's funny, Cognitive Bear. That's really funny. End the rape gap. I mean, they're seriously that stupid. The left is seriously that stupid. They're not even stupid. I did a tweet today, and someone said something profound. I tweeted... A Michael Moore from 2013, he said, Hugo Chavez declared the oil belonged to the people. He used the oil money to eliminate 75% of extreme poverty, provide free health and education for all. That was 2013. I tweeted, spoiler alert, this country went from prosperous to hell. You can currently buy a child slave for $1. And once middle class women are now street whores as their husbands try to kill wild dogs for meat. Bernie Sanders and Moore never said sorry for endorsing this, right? Because it's hell. Socialism's hell. It's a threat to the, like, I'd rather die than end up like Venezuela. So I said they never said sorry. And who was it? Someone said they're not sorry. And I was like, holy shit, you're right. And they're not. They don't care about people. You think they care about people? Someone who said this about Venezuela. Venezuela turned into a living hell. Like a living hell, right? And they didn't say sorry. So that means, and the fact they're still pushing the same shit means they're not sorry. They don't care about human beings. It's tragic. Like, having kids changes your whole game because you finally have something to protect that you love more than yourself. And then you start seeing the world for what it really is. Because there's no way around it. It motivates you. And it is goddamn terrifying to see the complacency of these people. They're like, yeah, Che Guevara t-shirt. He's great. Really? Do you want to smell the burning ash of your child? Yeah, I want to know what's intense is when your kids are dead. I'm going to hang with my brother. Can you, flip phone, hang? I have no access to the internet when I'm not in front of my computer. And then I can go, you know what? I'm done with you. No, it's got to have the sound. You know what? I'm done with you. If you've never seriously considered killing someone, you've never loved another person. That's so true. No, we're all murderers. It's just some people have done it and some people haven't. But we're all murderers. We're all capable of it. And if you're not, exactly. Because people don't fight wars from hate. They fight wars out of love. Yeah, people don't fight over hate. They fight over love. Like, I've never hated someone enough to kill someone. But I've loved someone enough to kill someone. To kill one of their threats. I've loved someone enough to kill a threat to the person I love. I've never hated someone enough to kill them. Hey, love, do you want to see this video? Hey, everyone. It's my wife, Amy. My beautiful, pregnant wife, Amy.
Hi.
All right, so I'm going to show her the new video. Hang on. You ready?
Yeah.
2016 brought the election of Donald J. Trump. The spinster J.K. Rowling prayed that life could be like a computer, and we could restart 2016. Sad little person and actor Ben Stiller compared him to a James Bond villain. Schizophrenic warlock Ashley Judd compared him to Adolf Hitler. And millions of people living at home in their late 20s took to the streets. Never before had a nation reacted so viciously against an elected president. Even mustached charlatan Vincente Fox compared him to Adolf Hitler. Mostly false CNN reported story after story about our new Hitlerian government. Confirmed sexual predator Louis C.K. finished masturbating in front of a stranger and then confirmed to Daily News that Trump is, in fact, Adolf Hitler. Insatiable sodomite, heir to the Vanderbilt fortune and possible CIA operative, news reporter Anderson Cooper reported how truly lonely and angry the White House has become. Hundreds of alleged sexual predators and drug-addicted celebrities claim they would leave America if Trump was elected. They reluctantly stayed to protect us from literally Adolf Hitler himself. Cocaine-addicted murder porn writer Stephen King took a break from torturing his kitten to tell us all the peril we were in. Alleged serial rapist Matt Lauer did a one-on-one with our new Hitlerian president to really stick it to him. A few months after Hitler took office, these very celebrities told us that the best thing to do with a tyrannical leader is to disarm and submit peacefully. Communist agitator and threat to Western civilization Bernie Sanders pleaded with America to disarm. It's time.
It's time.
Rape apologist and alleged murderer Hillary Clinton begged us to think of our children and submit our constitutional rights.
We've had them long enough.
It's time we give our guns to Hitler.
It's time.
Rape apologists and foreign drunks begged us, pleaded with us to disarm peacefully.
The world is scary, and I don't trust you. I trust my government.
Common beard thing.
It's time to turn in your guns.
To fat sexual predators and vicious megalomaniacs alike joined hands and said, it's time. Think of your children, says childless burden to society, Kathy Griffin.
Time has come for us to give our guns.
Wake up, America. It's almost 2018.
And it's time. And walk into the fires of fascism.
It's really pretty simple. Guns are bad. Trump's bad. You give Trump all the guns. Two negative equals a positive.
Everyone, it's time to give our guns to Hitler.
It is time to give our guns.
I don't need this.
To literally Hitler.
No one needs that. But Hitler does.
It's time we give our guns to Hitler.
It's time to give our guns to literally Hitler.
This is really...
What would anybody need a gun for anyway?
All right.
That's really where we are. Hi.
What'd you think, Wow?
That was really funny.
Yeah. What?
Is that like a thing that people know about now?
What?
That like what they're at, like the hypocrisy in it?
I don't think people always put it together. That's why I like to spell it out.
Yeah. Well, that is super funny, babe.
It's like the give the ball to Britney, where it's like, if men and women are identical, then we should give the ball to Britney.
Yeah.
It's like, why, when you don't even have to like make anything up, you just like say like what they're saying.
That's super. Have you posted it yet?
Yeah, I just did. Oh, American Phoenix is hilarious. I was the one who said, a burqa, because you're worth it. I'm glad I made you laugh.
Minus the women, all the men had fantastic beards in that.
Yeah, halfway through she was like, I'm noticing a beard theme. Yeah, we all have beards. I'm regrowing my beard. All right, let's see what we got here. Jeez, my super jet ability is being lame. Whoever said the burqa because you're worth it made me laugh. Oh, that was American Phoenix. Burqa, because the next one's going to be about Islam.
Uh-huh.
Or it's going to be like, wear the burqa, because you're worth it. And it's just going to be women's faces covered. Owen, did you look into a night of freedom on New York on January 20th at Cernovich, Molyneux, McGinnis, etc.? They need an awesome conservative comedians. I'm going to be in New York doing Michael Malice's show, Fox and Friends, and Anthony Cumia's show in early January. So I'll talk to those guys. Maybe they'll be down there. I was just DMing with Molyneux. I might do his show. I think that guy has some really interesting stuff to say about parenting. All right, cool. Thanks for watching. I'm glad you liked it. Who's up? Oh, who's up?
I mean,
hey,
it's mostly blow right now.
No, it's legit. It's legit. It's legit. Love to see you guest on Norm Macdonald Live. Yeah, but he only uses like huge celebrities. Like his guest list is like massive. Watching the stream, Amy looks tiny. Easy to forget. Owen's a giant. Yeah, Owen's a giant. Maybe I sound a bit MG Toe, but Islam is just as brutal on guys, in my opinion. I don't know. What do you think of Steven Crowder's Change My Mind series? It's genius. Crowder's genius. So you just wait until your oldest teaches your youngest something. That's amazing. Congrats, Owen and Amy. Thank you very much. Respectfully, Amy is gorgeous. Yeah, she's unreal. Yeah, Amy's preg. Amy's, she's 10 weeks in. It's time for men to wear the burqa for quality. Spider-Word said, I just posted a picture of Britney's headstone on the 50-yard line to Twitter. That will get a retweet immediately. I'll do it right now. Britney's headstone on the 50-yard line. That's so funny, dude. Oh, yeah, I was fighting with the socialism thing today. I always fight with that guy. I hate that guy. He's like, yeah, well, socialism never actually happened because global capitalism never stopped. It's like, oh, you mean humans' desire for competition? You think that's ever going to stop? You fuck. I hate these people. Well, you don't kill out of hate. You kill out of love. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I would never kill someone that I hated. I would kill someone that threatened someone I loved. Because I don't need any soy, guys. Like, my wife is pregnant, so it's like, she's really, her nose is really sensitive to a lot of smells. And I eat a lot of bone marrow. I eat oddly healthy. Like, I eat really healthy for a guy that drinks. And I eat kind of savage, right? So I eat bone marrow, a lot of bone marrow. And when I buy the bone marrow, I just cut just giant femurs, you know? And it makes her nauseous. So I'm outside, like, negative 20 with a fire that I fucking, with shaky hands, cooking my bone marrow with a fucking frying pan to keep the smell away from her. Bone, blood, breath. Yeah, but Amy eats chicken, but she gets, like, when she's pregnant, she forces herself to have chicken and eggs because she knows she needs the protein, but a lot of meat makes her, like, physically, like, sick. So Walter loves marrow. He loves eating just savage shit. We eat steaks with our hands and shit. And then, like, when he's just with her, when I'm on the road or something, he, like, doesn't eat as well. But when he's with me, he gets, like, really fired up about it. How great is Amy? She's the greatest. She's such a ray of sunshine. But it's the first one. It was by a chick called Skylar Gray. It's like, on the first day of our journey, da 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 da. Even angels. It's so high. I can't sing that high. Different song when Skylar Gray sang it. And then, of course, hip-hop artists just take what already exists and then they just fucking... It's kind of like...
Every breath you take, every move you make, every smile you fake, every bond you break, I'll be missing you.
Great song, and then fucking stupid Puff Day is like... Kinda hard with you not around. I know you in heaven, smiling down. Oh yeah, pray for you. Well, I'm gonna pray for you. I miss you. And then Sting's like,
every breath you take, every move you make, every smile you fake, every bond you break, I'll be missing you.
Puff Daddy's like, I miss you. It's kind of hard with you not around. I know you in heaven, smiling down. Pray for you. Oh, pray for you. Like, they sound retarded. And then, like, this beautiful singer comes in. It's like, I miss you. And then Puff Daddy's like, yeah, yeah, I miss you. Oh, yeah, I got a new jacket. Rest in peace, Biggie Smalls. I like chocolate and oranges and bananas. They're absolutely retarded. I like oranges and bananas. I got a new jacket. I think Amy's in the condition she's in because you gave her a shot of your bone marrow. You get it. You get it. Why did Bono fall off the stage? I don't know. This sounds better than most hip-hop. Oh, dude, hip-hop is so fucking stupid. It's like, it's kind of hard with you not around. I know you in heaven, smiling down. Pray for you. I pray for you. One day for you. I say for you. Yeah, yeah, Puff Diddy. Yeah, yeah, I got a new jacket. It's shiny with my shoes. With my shoes. Rich Ben, tell Amy thank you for gracing us with her presence on stream. Also, Happy New Year all. Hell yeah. I got to learn the New Year song. How's it go? Audi Langson. Here goes. Should adequences be forgot? I never was. I can't hear it in my head. So New Year's like, I can't get that fucking Puff Daddy out of my head. It's like, Happy New Year. Should all acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should all acquaintance be forgot and days of all lang syne? For all lang syne, my dear, for all lang syne. It's kind of hard with you not around. I know you in heaven. We'll talk a couple kindness yet for all the legs. I miss you, Puff Daddy. I miss you, Puff Daddy. You're my Puff Daddy. Fucking idiots. It's kind of hard to not around. Oh, and you should do a bit on how Puff Daddy changed his name to P. Diddy because of a crime charge. Everybody went along with it. Like all new celebrity names. Spacey's now Case Busy. That's really funny. Will you DM me that so I remember it? Someone said, wake up. You know that song, Wake Up? It goes,
something.
I give you a lot.
Something. Feel love.
Song on. Who is it? It's a guy named Chad. Jesus Christ. How do you know that your parents named you Chad because you were doomed for shit in your life, Chad? What's up, Jason and Jabir?
Now that I'm older, my heart is colder.
That song, I got into that song when I was, it was from the Where the Wild Things Are trailer, that movie. Like, that trailer blew my mind. Yeah, I just, like, I remember, like, being in the theater watching it, just, like, flipping out of the song. Cohen's masterpiece. You talking about Hallelujah? I have a Subaru Impreza and I don't need bear help. Bad news is the stereo doesn't work and I don't get to listen to Big Bear while driving. I send you an at of the mess I'm in. I'm starting to hear that Field of Bears. Maybe I can help out. Field of Bears has a Subaru, but only lesbians have a Subaru. But he felt like a lesbian. Hallelujah. Because his lesbian friend had to, but now the stereo doesn't play the Big Bear. He has to use his headphones, and the Subaru is made for garden gnomes. The Big Bear, I got to drive a much bigger car, but the Subaru will do. If you're under 6'2" and you're a lesbian. Chad is named after an African country that's known for having full-blown AIDS. Chad. Chad, Chad, I can't imagine being a dad and thinking to myself, I'm gonna name him Chad. That is kinda like naming your kid Gary. My kid's name is Gary. Or Chad. I'd rather name my kid. My kid Faggot. Maybe it's short for Chadwick. Chadwick's a good name. It's a good point. God bless Chad's little heart. Well, Chad comes in hot. He always comes in hot. A guy named Faggot on here just says that I approve. That's hilarious. Psycho Killer. Drunk Owen is the best Owen. The First Noel. The First. I'll do it and see. The First Noel, the angel named Chad. Oh, wait, there's no angel named Chad, 'cause God's not
cruel. The angel named Chad. The angel named Chad doesn't exist because God's not a dick. Lesbians, it's what a Subaru. Lesbians, it's what makes a Subaru a Subaru. Faggot Benjamin, that's hilarious. Yeah, I'm going to name my kid Faggot Benjamin. Our next son, if he's a boy, he's either going to be named Jack or Wolfgang. If it's a girl, Emma. We're working on some other ones too, though. Dale is a good name. Dale's up there. My grandfather's name's Dale. Wolfgang is sick. Dale is sick. I like Wolfgang a lot because I want to call him. Walter was going to be named Wolfgang. Little Wolfie. I love Wolfgang. Eric is a good name. I like that. Wilhelm. Well, I just named him William at that point. I like Wolfgang. M is a beautiful name. Yeah, M is a great name. Little M. John's a good name, but I was thinking Jack. Because that's Amy's grandfather's name, and he's a wonderful human being. The last thing, if someone held a gun to my head and said, I'll kill your whole family or I'm going to name your next kid Chad, I'd take the death. Winston's a good name, but it reminds me too much of 1984. Here's a tip. First super chat I ever gave. Thanks, Satan's Rubber Ducky. Beowulf. Always like Noah. Yeah, but Trevor Noah ruined it for me. I think that guy's such a faggot. Thaddeus Russell ruined it for me. I can't do it. I can't do names that I really just can't do Brittany. Trevor's a cunt, I know he is. And I do like the name. I like Trevor more. He's a good guy. Xavier's good. I like Xavier. Thaddeus Russell's a moron. He is a moron. Yeah. He's like, there's a real problem with race in America. And race doesn't exist. Okay, Thaddeus. Why don't you do a Thaddeus down? Walter. That's my first son's name is Walter. It's my favorite name. Seamus is cool. Abel's good. What if they're twins and I name them Cain and Abel? I was going to name a dog Nigger. Just because I'd be like, Nigger. Everyone's like, what? I'm like, oh, that's the only thing he comes to and he doesn't even come. I'm like, come here, Nigger, Nigger, Nigger. It's like, what are you doing? I'm like, that was his name at the pound. Here's a tip. First super chat I ever gave. You should pick a non-binary gender fluid name. I'd rather blow my own brains out. American Phoenix. Oh, here we go. Sing like hero. Would you convert? If I asked you to convert, would you kill Jews in there? Oh, that's genius. Would you convert? If I asked you to convert, or would you kill the Jews and never look back? Now would you help if you saw me raping? Or would you jihad me tonight? I can be your terrorist, baby. That's American Phoenix is climbing the ranks of Big Bear Brigade. Name it Nigard? No, Nigger. You gotta name him Nigger. And you gotta go up. You gotta go. How much Viking am I? 75%. Well, I'm also part German. I'm part Czech. And it turns out they were Jews. So I'm a quarter Czech Jew. But I'm a quarter German and half Scandinavian. I thought we were Irish, but we did that genetic test. And it's like, it never made sense. It's like 6'7" Irish people. No, I think that they did some shit at Ellis Island. We need more Austins. Name them Austin. Austin's a good name. Slavs are super cool. Yeah, Bohos, the Bohemians. You're only as Jewish as you feel. I don't even know when that happened, though, because my grandmother was Catholic. But as the saying goes, she converted for her husband, and everyone was like, well, what was she before? And no one would talk about it. And then we found out she was a Jew. I can be your hero, baby. I can be your hero, baby. I can kiss a ray on burn. Oh, and definitely should talk to Squatting Slav. My family have been
Catholics, no Jews in our line. There were some. They get in there, man. There's nothing wrong with the Jews, man. I'm proud to be part Jewish. I think they're a proud people, very smart people, good people. Big fan of the Jews. I mean, I don't like the Rothschilds, but that's just one group of the Jews. You can take any group and find some fucking psychos. Everyone's part Jewish. I mean, Jesus was Jewish. I think people forget that Jesus died a full-blown Jew. Nothing wrong with the Jews, guys. I get the apprehension of Islam. I do not get the apprehension of Jews. I really don't. I get the apprehension to, like, predatory banking practices, but that's not Jewish. It just happens to be done by a lot of Jews. Jews are great. Israelis are some of the greatest people on the planet. I wouldn't have a career without Adam Sandler. That's the thing. It's like the concept that Jews are cheap is so stupid because they're not at all. They're like just really good at math. Like Adam Sandler took me out of nothing and gave me a fucking career for no reason just because I was funny. And he was so generous, it's like laughable. They're the type of people that would buy you a caviar dinner, but then make sure they got the 18% right on the nose. It's not that they're cheap. They're fucking really smart. And it's like, sometimes like, when someone's really, just really into numbers, it appears like they're fucking cheap, but they're not. They just don't like making mistakes. Some are fucking cheap, but some of everybody are cheap. Is Adam mad at me? Who's Sandler? No, fuck no. Last time I saw him, he had a blast. He's fucking great, dude. I think people sometimes think Jews are dicks because they say they're the chosen people, and that's like kind of a dick move. People are like, you're the chosen people. It's almost like if you make a tree fort and you don't let anyone in, like everyone's like, oh, fuck you. It's basic human nature, but like that quality kept them alive during some pretty hard times, so you can't really get mad at them about it. I think I'm out of beer, so that means the stream should end. It's the atheist Jews you got to worry about. That's a good point. It really is. It really is the atheist Jews you got to worry about. Yeah. I like that. What are Adam's best movies? There's a ton. Adam's a crusher. I'm atheist. Changed my mind. I don't care. You can believe whatever you want, bud. I'm just glad you're hanging out. They're lying about who they are for privilege points. Atheist Jew equals commie. Well, I mean, Dave Rubin's an atheist Jew, and he's a really good guy. But I just think that, like, most Jews I know are religious Jews, and they're, like, salt of the earth. Hey, Alan, what's the best way to start learning the piano? Just start playing. Don't even think about it. The reason Adam is the most popular person on Netflix. Yeah, he's fucking unbelievable. Sandler's the greatest. How's Shapiro in person? I've never met Shapiro in person. Murray Rothbard was an atheist Jew. Yeah, and I love Rothbard. He's a genius. Yeah, I'm not saying any group is anything. I'm not a leftist. I'm not a commie, dude. I'm sure there's a bunch of atheist Jews that are fucking awesome. I'm just saying, you know, how is Ruben a Dave and an atheist Jew and still okay? It's a good question. I'm going to DM him that. I'm going to text him that. I'm going to be like, hey, Dave, I've done some thinking. Your name's Dave. Already suspicious. You're an atheist gay Jew. How did you end up so fucking cool, buddy? Owen, do you consider yourself on the political scale? I am right-wing, I'm an unaffiliated right-winger, if that makes sense. Because on a lot of issues, I'm libertarian, but I think that there should be, I don't know, but on some issues, I'm conservative. I like the anarchist view of how you perceive yourself, but I don't think it works, and I don't think it can work long-term. I don't know, I'm a bunch of different shit, but I think, like, I obviously skew right. I don't know from there. I'm definitely not one of those neocon guys. Compared to comedians, I'm like a wicked conservative. Compared to the general population, I'd say I'm conservative-ish, libertarian-ish. Yeah. Yeah, libertarians can believe in some government. Yeah, because I don't think no government is possible. I think you're on the same problem as socialism, where it's like, it's human nature to follow and lead. I don't know. I think socialism doesn't work because it's human nature to compete, and it's also human nature to see a leader and follow the leader. I do that all the time. Like, I was making fun of my buddy Michael Malice, who's a genius, probably smarter than me and an anarchist, so it's tough to judge the fucker, but I'm like, the problem with anarchy is bad leadership. Ha ha ha. Yeah. Individual plus sacrifice equals love. I like that. Owen, I can't super chat, but I'm a Patreon. I feel akin to you, buddy. Oh, thank you, buddy. Yeah, and if you don't have the excess capital to super chat or Patreon, it's totally cool. There's an uncountable amount of currencies in this world, and money's just one of them. Time, health, sharing. If you share my shit, that's as valuable, if not more valuable than money. Spread this motherfucker. Not an anarchist, but Thunderdome to decide matters would be cool. That's a good idea. Peterson did a breakdown of this on Rogan. He talked about how you can't have extreme income inequality, but forced equality is evil. I don't think you're ever going to get... Like the more inequality you have, the more violence there is. You get, like, Freakonomics did a great episode on that. Most economists are libertarians, even when they pretend to not. But the market doesn't really produce a giant amount of inequality. That's the irony. It's like theocracies, monarchies, socialism. Like, the biggest inequalities exist when there's some sort of fucking government cancer just affecting everything. Like, market economics doesn't really produce that type of dystopian inequality. I think it's such a fucking scam to, like, think that, like, market capitalism produces the type of inequality that leads to that much violence. Because when there's... violence does increase when there's people with a lot of money and people with a little amount of money, because it's risk-reward ratio. Where if it's, like, high risk, high reward, people are going to commit violence. But, like, at the same time, it's, like, that doesn't really happen with market economies. Also, I forgot who said it, but TVs made things worse because it used to be just comparing yourself to your neighbor. But now a TV... Yeah, Cribs, your neighbor, super rich, right. It makes everyone feel poor. I didn't have a television until I was 7, and we felt fine. I didn't know I was poor until I got older. In your opinion, how closely related are anarchy and libertarianism? I've heard it described that libertarianism is anarchy growing up. Well, I have a lot of respect for Stefan Molyneux, although I think that some of his views, I can't picture them acted out. And I know that he's a master debater. He's a master debater, ha ha. But, like, I don't, and it's not the normal ones. It's not like who had built the roads and stuff like that. I can see how capitalism can cover all that. My thing is, like, what happens when people just start following one guy and that guy becomes king? I just see that happening every time, you know? Because, like, even in small tribes, someone becomes a leader. I can't see it all the way through. It's like, I can usually, time travel is possible with pattern recognition, where it's like, if you see patterns, you can project in the future. It's almost like you, like, travel in time. And it's like, I can't see it working in time. I could be wrong though, but I just can't see it, because I know so many people that all they want to do is follow. And I know people that, like, just lead. And then I know 1 in 100 people are psychopaths. And so when you have this, like all of legalities are based around one entity, and that's you as an individual. And what's good for the goose is good for the gander. And I totally respect that. That's why I like the way anarchists view parenting and view how they treat their neighbors and view how they treat themselves and view how they want rights. Like, the way they view themselves as a legal entity above the group is very cool. But it's almost like how socialism breaks down with a scale size. Where it's like, that's why blue whales are a certain size, and humans are a certain size, companies break down at a certain size, or don't launch at a certain size. It's called a tipping point. You know, Malcolm Gladwell wrote a whole book on tipping points. And I just see, like, in a nation of 350 million people, you're going to have warlords if you go, no central government. But our central government is so fucking huge and, like, twisted and sick and cancerous. The welfare state is provably bad. I don't know what to do, man. I'm not really, I'm a comedian. I didn't ask for these conversations. Owen, why are you so concerned with SJWs and leftists? Do you think they pose a real threat to us, or do you think they might spend too much time worrying about it? No, massive threat. Biggest threat we face right now is SJWs and leftists. By far the biggest threat. No question, biggest threat. The more socialized our life becomes, the more they control our words, our health, our markets, the more we are on a path of inevitability to genocide, and it's happened every single time. That's why I passionately fight it. Every single time. It never just stops. It's like they will put a bullet in your fucking head and bury you in a shallow grave. Every time. There's no example when that doesn't happen. So, like, when people say, like, oh, are you overreacting? Just use the word they say. Just repeat their nonsense. It's fine. That's called compliance. It's how you break an animal. And that, and once humans are treated like animals, what do you do to animals? You slaughter them for money. So, no, I'm not overreacting. In fact, I'm one of the only people in entertainment with any fucking balls. Because I gave up money and privilege and prestige and power. Ironically, privilege. I gave it up because I saw what the fuck was coming. Because I read and I've traveled and I lived in the Czech Republic. And like people make fun of me sometimes. They're like, Owen, I lived in the Czech Republic, Benjamin. But it's like, I passionately studied this shit my whole life. So it's like, I know what it is. And I know the evil of it. And yeah, I'm a quarter Jew, man. I got 147 fucking IQ. You know what that feels like when you get to see patterns all over the place? You feel like a fucking psychopath. And it's like, it's coming. Unless you stop it every day of your life, every moment of your life, you just think, don't bend your fucking knee to these people because they will put a bullet in your head and sell your kid to sex slavery. Oops, it's a fact. And everyone fucking knows it. And people are like, don't, because what happens is, as people hijack our natural ability of being empathic and wanting to fit in social norms. And when someone gets control of a social norm, they can do something called astroturfing, where they fake a fucking grassroots thing. Like the trans movement. There's like 9 of them total. And most of them are fucking libertarians. Some of them come to my shows because they hate the SJW shit. Right? So you fake a movement, right? To make people give up their fucking freedoms. And then what happens then? What do you think people get with power? It's an itch. It's like heroin. It's chasing a dragon. You think someone with that much power doesn't want more? And they want more until they fucking implode. And what do you think happens to us? We become ashes, guys. Ashes. Spread on the dirt. So yeah, don't fucking let them compel your speech. It's time to give Hitler your guns. Portland saying hi. Oh man, Portland's hilarious. Portland's such a fucking bunch of coward fucks. Right, it's all about scale. Having one leader of an entire nation is much too large for scale. I agree with that, man. That's why I like states' rights. That's what they call, that's why I'm right wing. It's like states' rights, man. It's like states' rights are where it's at. You think Texas, New Hampshire, California, and fucking Idaho all have the same idea of how they want to live their life? Like, one has trolley cars, one has fucking wolves. I've never been IQ tested. I never will because I'm going to let a number define my intelligence, especially. I get it, man. I was IQ tested in second grade and sixth grade. That was the last time. I'm not, like, into these number things, but, like, 147 triggered some shit in my elementary school, and it, like, kind of fucked with my life because my public shit elementary school was so, like, resentful and awful. That, like, they fucking made me feel bad about it. And my parents were like, it caused a whole thing. Because 147 is crazy high, right? They used to put me in the corner because I could play classical music. Watch this. I could play that at, like, fucking 9, right? And they used to put me in the corner because I was trying to, like, I was being, you know, disruptive to my teacher. And trying to make her feel bad about herself. And the fact that I could count. I remember in kindergarten they had me count. They had all the students count. How high could you count? And I could count to almost infinity, you know? And like kids would stop at like 15 or 20. I was at like 700, but I knew the next step and the next step after that. And they got mad at me. And it was like, I remember seeing that number as a weight on me. Like I remember... The reason I say it now, it's almost like a closet homo saying that he's gay all the time and like blowing everyone in fucking truck stops. It's like what you feel shame for later in life, you just fucking get really proud of because you're like, fuck you. I can do that. And I remember like they said the average was 100 and I got 147 and they punished me for it. And I was like, fuck you, dude. And that's when I knew it wasn't about money because my town is poor as shit and trashy, you know. But we had three nuclear power plants, so they paid all of our bills. We didn't have land tax, even though, like, my parents' house was, right now it's probably worth 50 grand, three-bedroom house. There's no money there at all, but they would pay for all our shit. So we had, like, these massive budgets, school budgets. Like, middle school teachers were paid, like, $90,000 a year, but it was all, like, embezzlement almost. It was, like, the friends and family of the fucking school board. And so I saw that, like, just throwing money at these animals doesn't help at all. That's why I got so fucking obsessed with market economics. Oh, dude, Loki owl. You want to talk ostracized? I was homeschooled son of a district attorney who stepped foot in a public school for the first time as a freshman in high school. Holy shit. Yeah, and your brain was probably like, zip, zip, zip. Peace, Big Bear. I got to go. I got to go, too. But here's the thing about my intelligence. I can't put together a fucking car, a house. There's so much shit that I'm incapable of. I have so many limitations. That's why, like, a lot of these intellectuals are such fucking just lying, just gross, disgusting human beings. Because it's like, I'm great at abstract thought. So I can't function a lot. Like, sometimes I can't delegate authority to myself. It's like, my weakness is you could fucking stack from here to eternity. And I think the fucking arrogance that comes from these people where they're like, well, I can remember Kant and Bach and I can put it all together. It's like, do you know how to fucking operate a thermostat? Because I didn't until I was fucking 20. Can I raise my IQ? Who cares about IQ? Fuck IQ. One of my friends is like one of the smartest people I know. And I guess his IQ is 80. He can put together a car. He can build a car out of scrap metal. You don't think I think that's fucking way cooler than my stupid shit? I'm great at pattern recognition and abstract thought. Ooh! It usually I see shit that people don't see, and then I'm fucking seen as insane for like 3 years. All right, I gotta go. All right, later.